Z106 Jams, the new sound of hip-hop and R&B. It's your boy Z doing it real big on the pregame with 1/6, or should I say 2/12 of the group D12. Please welcome to the show my main man Proof. How you doing, fam?
Hey, what's up, Z? How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I hear you're busy today. What are you all about?
Studio hopping.
Okay, and once you get to that studio, what's going to happen? Of course, making good music.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm going to do a mixtape for Trick Trick. We're working on a song today.
Definitely. Trick Trick's out in stores right now. The People Versus. It's a good response in the Midwest. You guys trying to expand that?
Yeah, I guess. You know, I'm just digging out with my old school homie. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. Just gonna vibe out.
A lot of people might not know, but you have a solo project out right now. It's called Searching for Jerry Garcia. We've been spinning the single Forgive Me featuring your man 50 Cent. Why don't you talk about the project and let me know, did you find Jerry?
Did I find him? Yeah, a little bit. I think I know exactly where he's at right now. The solo album Searching for Jerry Garcia, man, was basically a collection of songs and emotions that I felt that I wanted to put forward, and not in the likeness of sounding like a D12 project. You know what I'm saying? It's on another vibe and shit to show my artistry.
D12 puts you guys on the map. I know that you said that when you're in the studio, you're going to be working on some stuff with that. A new album is going to be done pretty soon. Do we have a tentative release date? Do we have any ideas?
No tentative release. We just not opened up the budget to go to work.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's fresh off the press right there for you. That's brand new.
Anything you want to let out the bag? Maybe some special collaborations? Anything?
No, but Bizarre will be skinnier.
We're going to get to that in a little bit. You and M, very close. M just got remarried to Kim not too long ago. You were the best man at the wedding, Proof. You want to talk about how the event went down?
It was what it was. It was a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I back my man's play no matter what.
In the film 8 Mile, Proof, Mekhi Phifer loosely played your character. I want to know, did you feel like he was good looking enough to play Proof?
You know what, man? You know what? They should have got Chris Rock to play me.
I was just going to say, who would you cast instead? But obviously it would be Chris Rock.
Definitely. That would have been hilarious.
You mentioned Bizarre a second ago. Of course, he's on VH1's Fit Club 3. Do you razz him at all for doing the whole reality TV bit?
You know what? Not really, though, because I think he carried himself in a manner. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't cheesy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the work he did. It was cool.
If you could change one part of your physique, what would it be?
I would change nothing.
Proof is just perfect how he is right now.
Yeah, I love me.
Besides the work on the new D12 album, pushing any last singles off of Searching for Jerry Garcia, Proof, as an individual, what do you have in store in 2006?
I got my label, IFS Records, about to drop Super MC.
Okay.
Wolfpack, The Purple Gang, and I'm also dropping a mix CD called Hand to Hand, which is featuring all Detroit artists on it, with a few outside influences.
Okay. Proof, I think that a lot of people recognize 2005 as the year in which the Southern movement of hip-hop came alive. And the Midwest has kind of been stagnant over the past couple of years, not really everybody jumping on and seeing how much talent there really is. St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, even Milwaukee, Cincinnati. What do you think it's going to take for more people to recognize what's been slept on for so long?
Man, you know what, man? I'm an artist in Milwaukee by the name of KV. I heard his music. It was phenomenal. I couldn't understand why they not supporting him, man. I don't know. That's always been a big problem coming up in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with the Midwest? Because Eminem is so big, it's like he doesn't even count. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he's an icon on some other shit. Oh, Steph, my fault. I can't curse. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You got me real comfortable. I'm sorry, sir.
Good.
And you got, like, Kushi Kanye West from the Chicago, from the Shy. You got a lot of different representatives. I don't know, but it doesn't seem unified, do it?
It's unfortunate.
I never looked at it like that, though. That's wild as hell.
Especially coming from Chicago and knowing that there's an icon to the left and to the right. You have, of course, Nelly in St. Louis and M in Detroit. Kanye, of course, Twista, yeah. R. Kelly have always held on Chicago. But outside of those major players, I think that there's so much talent that is there and just for the taking. And you see down south where they don't have that icon. It's just a lot of MCs who are on maybe a smaller stage but are doing their thing. And I scratch my head and think, why? Why is this happening?
I mean, maybe they just support their own to the fullest. I don't know. I don't really get into all that Northwest, East, South, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like to just, whatever comes on my plate, if I like it, I like it. I don't give a fuck where it's from. That's just me.
Proof, a lot of MCs in the music game have complained publicly. I'm going to call out DMX, saying that there's really not a lot of money in the music industry, and they've kind of shifted their gears and trying to do the film thing, maybe trying to jump on a different entrepreneurial ship. At any point so far since you started recording, you've come on up through the ranks. Have you said to yourself, why am I still doing this music thing? I need to jump on someone else's boat.
I mean, I heard there's a lot more money in it, but I just love, I'm an MC, man. I love rapping, man.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as people doing that in today's terms, I mean, Run DMC did Crux Grooves back in the day, so it all go hand in hand to me as far as I'm groomed and raised on this MC stuff.
And a lot of people know that, of course, you came up, you were a battle rapper. So if you wouldn't mind, I know that you're kind of in the middle of a lot of things. Spin a couple bars freestyle for all my listeners.
Oh, man.
You said you were comfortable. I got to hold it to you.
Hey, yo. This is Big Post D12, Plan A, no Plan B. Freestyle fanatic with my man Z. Stan Lee comic strip. I bomb atomically. I don't know, man. I'm just...
It was good right there. It's all good, man. I don't want you to do anything that's going to put your life in jeopardy. So that was good right there.
You're trying to rest.
Yeah, it's okay. I was like four bars, but that's enough. It's all right. I'm not upset.
All right.
We want to thank you coming on the pregame, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck in 2006. We can't wait for the new D12 album to drop. And, of course,
sure.
Hopefully people will go out and continue to pick up your solo album. Is there a website proof where my listeners can log on to find out more about you?
IamFish.com. BigProof.com, D12World.com. But right now, I'm rocking with my man Z. So what's up, Z? What you got popping?
What do I got popping? Well, of course,
what you got popping?
Of course, this pregame interview that, of course, you're on. And afterwards, all you got to do is, and this is what I'm telling you, go on to djbooth.net. You'll be able to listen to a full streamable copy of this interview that we're doing right now. So if you're bored, you're sitting around trying to think of some motivation, just log on. It's that simple.
All right, sir. All right. That's what's up.
Appreciate it, Proof. Have a great day, my man.
All right. Thank you for taking the time, sir.